Dark shadows dreaming of the water.
What happened? Where am I?
You're at Wyndcliff, Sebastian. I'm Dr. Laurie Norris, your new psychoanalyst. Now, I don't want you to panic. I'm just here to talk to you, okay? Now, you brought Maggie Evans in a while ago, but then you collapsed and said you'd had a vision. Do you remember?
Yes.
Good. Now, I'm here for your psychological evaluation, so we can see how you're feeling. Once we've worked out the reasons behind your collapse, we can see about getting you back home, okay?
I've been admitted? I'm a patient?
Yes, you've been admitted. Don't you remember that?
No. No, I remember bringing Maggie here and then nothing. It's all a blur. It's like a dream.
I've been having this dream as long as I can remember. I love it here. My sanctuary. I'm lying on a lounge chair by a large swimming pool. The sun is bright, and I have my right hand pressed to my forehead, shading my eyes. I watch the sunbeams flashing across the swimming pool as I trace shapes through the water with my left hand. It's the most peaceful place I could ever imagine.
Are you trying to suggest Barnabas Collins doesn't exist?
Are you?
No, I know he exists. I talk to him. I know him.
As my eyes settle on the trees, the point where the squirrels usually dance, my breath catches with a terror my body won't acknowledge. For there in the trees is Sebastian Shaw. And he's waving. And who is Roxanne Drew?
I thought she was my savior, but she turned out to be something else.
Mr. Shaw, Sebastian.
I love you.
Mr. Shaw? Mr. Shaw, wake up.
Good afternoon, Sebastian. How are you today?